Hello, welcome to your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Grace sees faith, not failure. Have you ever felt like your failures speak louder than your faith? Like every mistake disqualifies you and every stumble sets you further back? It's easy to believe that God is keeping score, tracking where you fell short instead of noticing where you're still reaching. That's not how grace sees you. When a paralyzed man was lowered through a roof by his friends, Jesus didn't begin with his condition, his history, or everything that was wrong. He saw something deeper. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." Luke 5:20. Before anything else changed, grace responded to faith, not performance. We see it again in Peter. In one moment, he boldly stepped out of the boat to walk on water, and in the next, he sank in fear. By human standards, that looks like failure. But Jesus didn't define him by the sinking. He met him in it. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. Matthew 14:31. Grace responded faster than failure could condemn, and it didn't let Peter drown in his moment of weakness. And Scripture reminds us why. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. 2 Timothy 2:13. Our inconsistency does not cancel his faithfulness. His response to us is rooted in who he is, not in how perfectly we perform. Grace doesn't ignore our failures, it simply refuses to make them the final word. It sees the direction of your heart, even when your steps are unsteady. Where you see weakness, missteps, and not enough, God sees faith reaching out, even if it trembles. Even a small step toward him matters. Even a faltering, "Help me," is enough for grace to respond. You are not defined by your worst moment. You are not measured by your performance. Grace sees your faith. And that changes everything. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.